Today's gospel lesson is one of those parables that really, really doesn't make sense to me. Now, I don't have an MBA or anything close to that. In fact, I barely passed statistics in college, much less accounting class. I do, however, have a basic understanding of labor laws. And even though I don't know a whole lot about labor laws, I know that there seems to be something very unfair about what the landowner does in today's reading. Because the landowner in today's reading from Matthew's gospel pays the same wages to the people who labored all day and the people who came in at the end of the day. Now, if you notice in the reading, there are about four or five groups of people who work a different number of hours, but every group is paid the same amount of money. This must be really frustrating to the people who labored all day. Listen to what those early morning laborers say. These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have worked the burden of the day and the scorching heat. Doesn't the landowner know about, you know, minimum wage and things like that? So I'm wondering, is Jesus laying out this story as a business model? Is Jesus saying that this is how we should run our businesses? Is Jesus teaching about labor laws and minimum wage? Thankfully, I don't think so. Instead, let's listen to how the story starts. The kingdom of heaven is like, and then we hear the story. This is not The Art of the Deal, authored by Jesus. Instead, we need to remember that this is a story, a parable. It is an allegory, a story told to teach us a lesson. Even when I can remember that Jesus is not giving business advice, I still get frustrated by this story. Why in the world would the landowner act so foolishly? Why in the world does the landowner pay the same amount of people, same amount of money to the people who worked only for a few hours as the people who worked all day? And part of my frustration is because I identify with those early morning laborers. I understand how frustrated they get. How dare this landowner break labor laws? And then I catch myself, realizing that I have forgotten again that Jesus is trying to tell us a story. Okay, focus. Jesus is not giving us accounting lessons. Apparently, it's really, truly difficult to stay focused when you feel unjustly treated. And I do feel unjustly treated. Just like those early morning laborers, even when I can keep in mind that Jesus is just telling us a story. Because at least the way I understand it, Jesus' parable is about God's grace. Is it possible that Jesus is telling his followers that God's grace is shared without taking into consideration the amount of work we do? Is it possible that Jesus is telling his followers that the amount of work we do, even and maybe especially the work we do for God's kingdom, the amount of work we do doesn't decide how much grace we receive from God? Doesn't it count? Doesn't any of it count? Doesn't any of our hard work count? I want to believe, doesn't God keep a tallying, you know, a list of all the hard work we do for God's kingdom? I keep hoping God is keeping a tally and accounting, a list of all the hard work we do for God's church. And I have to imagine that I'm not the only one here this morning who identifies with those early morning laborers. I have to imagine that there are others here who feel the same way. If we made it to church like all of us did, congratulations, especially on a really toasty Sunday morning like today, then we must be those early morning laborers, the ones who feel they deserve more. If we volunteer our time, then we must be the early morning laborers, the ones who feel they deserve more. If we are generous to the church, whether by money or by time, then we must be the early morning laborers, the ones who feel they deserve more. And if that's the case, If some of us feel like those early morning laborers, I have to imagine that there are others who might feel frustrated that God's grace, like the landowner's money, is shared without much or really any regard for our hard work. After all, shouldn't it be that more of God's grace is given to those who do more of God's work, or those who do God's work longer, or those who do God's work better? But here's a challenging thought. What if we are not the early morning laborers? What if we are actually like the ones that the landowner finds lazying around toward the end of the day? What if we are actually the latecomers to God's work and God's grace? What if we are actually like those who show up late to do God's work in the world? If that might be the case, if it's possible that we're the ones late to the party, maybe we shouldn't be too mad at the landowner. Instead of being angry with the landowner for the way he chooses to spend his money, we can be grateful for the landowner's generosity. And in the same way, we can be grateful for God's generosity, the generous way God chooses to share grace without taking into account whether we are the early morning laborers or the ones God found lazying in the marketplace at the end of the day. Maybe we can take comfort in God's generosity, especially because we don't know if we're the early morning laborers or the ones hired last. Maybe we can even take comfort in God's generosity, knowing and trusting and believing in the gift of God's grace. Thankfully, the parable that Christ tells today is not meant to be a manual on best business practices. Let us give thanks for what Jesus presents instead, a manual on the abundance of God's grace. Amen.